Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to start fiscal 2017 third quarter consolidated business results briefing of Toshiba Corporation. Allow me to introduce the participants: Representative Executive Officer and Corporate Executive Vice President Masayoshi Hirata, Hideo Takashima, Accounting Manager, Kohei Hayashi, Head of Investor Relations. Without further ado, Hirata will start the presentation. Good afternoon. I would like to start my presentation on the fiscal 2017 third quarter consolidated business results of Toshiba Corporation. Please turn to page four. Before getting into the results, since there have been major changes in the assumptions, I would like to cover them, first of all. The first point concerns the memory business. With the settlement with Western Digital Inc. and the progress in the approval procedures under the anti-monopoly laws in different jurisdictions, the possibility of the completion of the share transfer has increased. So we have decided to reclassify the memory business as discontinued operation from the third quarter earnings based on the U.S. GAAP. Accordingly, we will exclude the memory business impact from each line of net sales, operating profit and loss, and pre-tax profit and loss, while posting the after-tax profit and loss of the memory business in the non-continuing profit and loss. Having said that, in today's briefing, I will, from time to time, explain the past results based on the conventional framework, including the memory business, when necessary, so as to facilitate the ease of understanding. The second point is about the situation that raised substantial doubts about the company's ability to continue as a going concern, which has continued since the third quarter of fiscal 2016, exactly a year ago. This time, the situation is causing the significant doubts about the company's ability to continue as the going concern has been addressed due to reasons such as an increased possibility of completion of the sale of memory business, expected dissolution of concerns about the cash flow, and the negative shareholders' equity due to new issuance to the third or through the third-party allocations, and further selling of the Westinghouse-related claims and others. In addition, the special construction business license has been awarded to the major group companies. These two points are assumptions that have been changed in the current earnings report. Page five. This is the cumulative third quarter results after the reclassification of the memory business into the discontinued operations. Using the following pages, I'd like to go over the highlights. As for sales, as a whole, declined by approximately 35 billion yen, or 1.2%, compared to the same period the previous fiscal year. Despite a decline in sales compared a year ago, due to an influence of Landis+Gyr's consolidation exclusion by IPO in the energy system, sales increased in storage and device solutions. The impact of the foreign exchange to sales is estimated to be around 57 billion yen, positive 57 billion yen, which means that on a constant currency basis, net sales were down by about 90 billion yen year-on-year. However, most of this is in relation to the deconsolidation of Landis+Gyr. In terms of profit and loss, in addition to operating income of 49.6 billion yen due to the gain of 38.3 billion yen in non-operating income, mainly due to gains on sale of Landis+Gyr shares recorded in the second quarter, income before income taxes from continuing operations was a surplus of 87.9 billion yen. In terms of discontinued operations gains and loss, the amount was minus 27.3 billion yen, reflecting the tax effect of the memory company split. As of April 1st, although memory achieved profits equivalent to an operating profit margin of 37%. So altogether, a net loss of net operating loss of 27.3 billion for the memory business. As a result, net income for the fiscal year was a profit of 27 billion yen. Free cash flow was negative 446.2 billion yen. The operating cash flow was negative 383.7 billion, mainly due to Westinghouse parent company guarantee payment. Investing cash flow was negative 62.5 billion between investment in memory and revenue from the sale of Landis & Gyr shares. Page 7, shareholders' equity. The equity increased by 549 billion yen from the end of the previous fiscal year as a result of third-party allotment increase of 600 billion yen and increase in net income. Although we are still in negative shareholders' equity, the negative value is now standing at 3.9 billion yen. Page 8. The tax impact of the division of the memory business, it's rather complicated. As the memory business is discontinued, the calculation method of the tax amount is changed based on the U.S. GAAP. Since the memory business was not discontinued in the previous full-year forecast made at the second quarter earnings announcement on November 9th, we calculated estimate tax amount for fiscal 2017, including the tax amount on non-qualified division, and estimated that effective tax rate based on the tax amount. And this was used to calculate the tax expense for each quarter. With the discontinuation of the memory business, the amount of discontinued business tax is to be recognized individually each time it occurs under the U.S. GAAP. And the tax amount accompanying non-qualified split is fully recognized in the third quarter results. So there has been a change there. The pre-tax income for discontinued operations, in other words, the memory business, for the 9 months period was 315.7 billion yen. For this profit, the tax amount corresponding to the normal tax rate of 97.5 billion and non-qualified split valuation gains related to memory business, including deferred tax assets of 245.5 billion, would result in a total of 343 billion yen. This is the amount recorded as taxes on discontinued operations for this third quarter. At the time of the second quarter earnings, the tax amount associated with the non-qualified division was set at approximately 340 billion yen. For the tax amount related to non-qualified split valuation gains in the memory business, we have updated each time, and this time reflected the tax effect of part of the deferred tax assets in the memory business. So the tax amount related to the non-qualified split valuation gains has changed over the last 3 months.
Now please turn to page 9. This shows the year-on-year analysis of operating income or loss. Let me explain based on the assumption that this is before the reclassification of the memory business. As I mentioned on page 5, the 9-month operating income in fiscal 2016 was 76.1 billion yen, which is shown on the left-hand side. And memories operating income was a little more than 180 billion yen. So including the memory business, the 9-month operating income was 180 billion yen. But there was an impact of the sales price of the NAND flash memory and others, which pushed up the profit by 100 billion yen. And there was a process migration as well as higher percentage of the 3D NAND and cost improvements. This pushed up the profit by about 120 billion yen. And there was also positive Forex impact. These are offset by higher fixed cost, including the depreciation and R&D, as well as continuing emergency measures and operating income improved about 180 billion yen to about 360 billion yen. When we deduct the operating income of memory business, which is 310 billion yen, operating income after the reclassification is 49.6 billion yen, as you see here. Page 10, we're showing the non-operating income and expenses. There was a higher financial expenses with about 67 billion yen gained on the sale of the Landis and Gear shares through IPO. Non-operating number improved about 50 billion yen to 38.3 billion yen on the positive side. Page 11 shows free cash flow. On the right-hand side, we are showing you the nine-month results. Especially, there was a cash flow from operating activities, which were negative due to the payment of the Westinghouse parent company guarantees. With the cash flow inflow from the Landis and Gear IPO, cash flows from investing activities were about minus 62 billion yen. So excluding this factor, we made investment of about 210 billion yen. So this is mainly continuous investment for the memory business. As a result, free cash flow total was minus 446.2 billion yen. Page 12 shows balance sheet. So there was a reclassification of the memory business. So we include that. And those are reflected on the asset side, the second from the bottom. The assets from the discontinued operation, the memory assets are included here. And as for the liabilities in similar manner, the liabilities from the discontinued operations are shown. Now, the memory business balance sheet at the end of December, this is on page 33 of the appendix, and this is for your reference. Now, going to page 12, other than the points that I mentioned, there was a part of the capital raised by the share issue, which was utilized for the early payment of the parent company guarantees. So cash and cash equivalents increased by about 120 billion yen from the end of March 2017. Total assets increased by about 220 billion yen from the beginning of fiscal 2017. With the repayment of the borrowings, the interest-bearing debt declined, and also other liabilities also were decreased through the early payment of the parent company guarantees. The total liabilities came down by about 280 billion yen from the beginning of 2017. Page 13 and onward shows the business results by segment. Page 14 is after the reclassification. And page 15 shows before the reclassification of the memory business. So in order to make the explanation easy to understand, I would explain the following based on the assumption that this is before the reclassification. So page 16 shows the energy systems and solutions. Results by breakdown. Net sales, as you see at the top, was 611.5 billion yen. especially there was a sales increase in the domestic thermal and the hydropower systems. And Landis+Gyr was deconsolidated in July, and which led to the lower sales. As for the operating income number, in nuclear power system, there was a reduction of the scale, as well as there was a provision for the additional cost in thermal and hydropower system, and also there was an impact of the deconsolidation of the Landis+Gyr. As a result, the operating loss worsened year on year. We booked operating loss in others, both in fiscal 16 and 17. These include R&D costs for the hydrogen-related business. Also, in the table, you will find the Energy Systems and Solutions free cash flow, which is written as FCS by segment, mainly due to the payment of the parent company guarantee of the for the Westinghouse. 9-month free cash flow was minus 490 billion yen. Page 17 shows order backlog of Energy Systems and Solutions. Despite the major overseas projects in thermal and hydropower systems, with higher construction projects sales, order backlog slightly decreased. Overall order backlog declined by about 4% year-on-year. Next page shows the Infrastructure Systems and Solutions results breakdown. Orders in public infrastructure and buildings and facilities declined, and sales decreased year-on-year. Operating income was lower due to the scaled-back emergency measures. In industrial systems, sales increased on higher order in industrial components, including the locomotive engine of the electric components for the locomotive engine in China. Next.
Page 19, Storage and Electronic Devices Solutions Results Breakdown, including the memory businesses. Each business has secured profit, especially for the memory business, thanks to very strong smartphones and SSD demand and strong selling prices. Close to 37% ROS was secured. As for HDDs for enterprise, the larger hard disks enjoyed good business and grew. But with the shrinking of the PC market year-on-year, lower sales and lower operating income during the 9-month period. Devices and others, discrete was strong for industrial market and posted higher sales and operating income. But LSI, system LSI income declined, so the profit was flat year-on-year. And then you can see the quarterly results in the next page. Page 21, Retail and Printing Solutions and Industrial ICT Solutions, where you can see the profit being posted on a stable manner. And for the Industrial ICT Solutions, shown in the lower half, with the reduced size of the emergency measures and the orders of profit, non-profitable businesses. Due to these reasons, we see a year-on-year decline. Page 22, other segments, personal computers and visual products. Unfortunately, we continued to post red figure in the third quarter. As for the visual products, we have already received the approval from the anti-monopoly authorities in China. So by the end of this fiscal year, we expect to complete the transfer as early as by the end of this February, should things proceed as scheduled. As for the PC business, for the last 9 months, 6.6 billion yen loss was recorded. So we have to make sure that a profitable structure is well established, ASAP. And since PC business is a very important business for us, we have to accelerate various measures to solidify this business. So these are the results by segment for the third quarter. Starting page 23, I'd like to go over the forecasts for fiscal 2017. Page 24, the assumptions for this new forecast. As in the past, gains on transfer of the memory business are still underway and therefore are not included in this forecast. As for the exchange rate for the fourth quarter, 110 yen to the dollar is the assumption. And starting with this report, we have reclassified the memory business. On the left-hand side, you can see the figures before the reclassification. And on the right-hand side, you can see after the reclassification. Second from the left, the yellow part. That is the forecast of business results for fiscal 2017 before the reclassification. Based on the pre-reclassification, you can see the difference column next to the yellow one. This will be the difference from the forecast that we made as of November 9th. And you can see the expected improvements. As for sales, 4,990 billion yen. Operating profit and profit before tax are expected to be 440 billion and 460 billion respectively. And net income, 520 billion yen. So it is a prospect of improvement from the forecast we made last time. Operating profit is expected to increase in memory and as we expect a deterioration in the energy system solutions, we expect an improvement of only about 10 billion yen from the last forecast. As for the profit before tax, we anticipate an improvement of 60 billion yen over the previous forecast. But in addition to operating income, we anticipate improvement of about 50 billion yen in non-operating income. Non-operating income includes the sale of gain on sale of the visual products of about 25 billion yen. But due to the completion of the Westinghouse-related parent company guarantee payment, we released currency fluctuations risk that we had been incorporating until the last time. So we anticipate improvement of 50 billion yen. Previously, we were providing for the risk related to this parent company guarantee. And luckily, we did not see these risks being materialized. So with this release, we were able to see the non-operating income improve by 50 billion yen from the previous forecast. As for the net income, in addition to improvement in the income before income tax of 60 billion yen, we expect the following. First, gain on sale of Westinghouse-related claim of 180 billion yen. And two, impact of tax reduction due to the Westinghouse-related claims sales, 240 billion yen. We have been talking about this figure for some time. And number three, as I said earlier, there is a change in matters related to the GC notes, the substantial concern about the going concern ability. And this amount will be around 110 billion yen based on U.S. GAAP. And number four, impact of tax deduction due to the sale of the visual products business, totaling about 40 billion yen. Accordingly, we expect net income to improve by 630 billion yen over the previous forecast at 520 billion yen. With regard to the free cash flow, Though there was an improvement of approximately 250 billion yen due to the sale of Westinghouse-related claims, due to the additional payment of parent company guarantee, a lump sum payment of 530 billion yen, which is larger than we had expected in the past. The free cash flow is projected to worsen by 170 billion over the previous forecast at minus 550 billion yen. We did have the new issuance through the third-party allotments, so there has been some income, but this is not included in the free cash flow, and therefore it's included in the financial cash flow. And the yellow part on the right-hand side is the forecast after excluding the discontinued memory operations. And there is no impact on the net income. The impact of reclassification also includes amendments related to internal transactions between the memory business and other ongoing businesses, and therefore it will not completely match the forecasted results of the memory business. We estimate the reclassification to be about 1,090 billion yen for net sales.
Shareholders' equity is expected to return to positive at 460 billion yen at the end of fiscal 2017. As for the interest-bearing debt, with the parent company guarantee, the free cash flow worsened, but with higher cash through capital increase, you know, the net interest-bearing debt is expected to be 600 billion yen, 340 billion yen lower than the previous forecast. Please refer to the following page. Which shows the bar graph of what I have just explained. One thing I would like to add is the positive impact of the sales of the visual products is at 65 billion yen, which is a sum of a 25 billion yen impact on the pre-tax profit, which we disclosed the other day. And also, there is a tax reduction of 40 billion yen. The following page shows the net interest-bearing debt against the previous forecast. With the issuance of the new shares up 600 billion yen, and also there was a parent company guarantee, and there was a cash in of 250 billion yen, and therefore the net interest bearing debt has declined by about 600 billion yen. And after the sale of the memory business, on the equity side, there will be a increase of about 1 trillion yen, and also net interest bearing debt will also expect to see some changes. And the following page shows the fiscal 2017 forecast by segment. This shows the after the reclassification of the memory business. Therefore, the net sales and operating income numbers that do not include the memory business. Also, we are showing the forecast of the total net sales in fiscal 2017, which is expected to be 3.9 billion yen, down 140 billion yen year on year. In energy systems and solutions, the major factor here is the deconsolidation of the Landis and Gear. Therefore, the number is down by 140 billion yen. And in others, we are currently going through the structural reform in the PC and TV business. So there has been some business withdrawal from the part of the regions, which led to lower sales. The operating income is expected to worsen by 82 billion yen year on year. The absolute number would be close to zero. The eliminations include the restructuring cost of 60 billion yen. In others, there is a red figures of the PC and TV businesses and one-time expenses in reorganizing those businesses are included at around 40 billion yen. And also the pension assets of the overseas need to be handled, and that is also included in this 60 billion yen. So that concludes the forecast, excluding the memory business. In energy systems and solutions, we have a red figure, the operating loss of 5 billion yen, and also the profitability of others remain low. So currently we're working on the structural reform, and by making efforts, we'd like to improve the profitability, and we continue to make efforts. The following page shows before the reclassification of the memory business, and this is for your reference. Here, we are showing you the difference from our forecast of November the 9th. Now, the breakdown of our segment will be shown in pages on page 34 and onwards. Those are also for your reference. Thank you for your attention.
We will now take questions. Please raise your hand if you have any questions and wait for the microphone to be brought to you. Please kindly state your name and affiliation before you start. Yes, that person in the very first row. Thank you for the presentation. Moriyama from JP Morgan. I have two questions on semiconductor business and the other on page 28 by segment. The third quarter, fourth quarter, and full year. The bit growth and the unit price movements, as well as the market price of the memory business, as you see it. Could you comment on those, please? First, the selling price. In the third quarter to the fourth quarter, due to usual seasonal factors, slight decline is our projection, quarter on quarter. And in terms of shipments, which I think could be represented by bit growth, from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, approximately middle double-digit percentage growth, we believe. And what else? The third quarter results, please. Results meaning changes from Q2 to Q3. I see. Selling price, single digit, middle single digit percentage decline. And distribution or growth, about 10% growth. Well, how about on a full year basis? What's your projection? As for the selling price, on a full-year basis, you mean FY16 and 17, right? Maybe 10% growth in the selling price. And as for the bit growth, maybe middle 20% or a 20% level, middle 20%. And what's your view on the market price? Well, only 1 month is remaining, 3 months, so we don't expect much change. And what we hear from memory company is that in the first half of next fiscal year, we are already receiving strong orders. I see. Thank you. The other question is on page 28, the energy systems and others. 10 billion yen downward revision in terms of profit compared to the previous forecast. And after the memory discontinuation and this new Toshiba, operating profit is zero. That's the starting point, it appears. So energy systems and others, what's your forecast for the next fiscal year is the question. And also on page 27, minus 40, minus 67, a billion in others and eliminations. How much of those figures are one-time, non-recurrent figures? I would like to hear so that I'll have a better understanding in making forecasts for next fiscal year. I wonder if there are any factors that we can forget about next fiscal year. Okay, page 27, the absolute value. The operating profit is zero except for memory. Now, 67 billion. 60 billion is in relation to the restructuring cost. And others, 40 billion. As I briefly mentioned, PC and TV, about 20 billion yen loss is expected. And in addition, TV-related pension expenses should account for the difference. As for next fiscal year, basically, I think those elements would not be recurrent. And as for energy system, minus 5 billion. And of course, we're not proud of this. GE, Siemens, those global players in the thermal power business, it is expected that it is going to be sluggish. That's how they view it, and we will be equally affected. But more recently, both in Japan and overseas, there are large-scale plant projects, so we need to fulfill them. And we are going to see sales generated as they are executed. And we have to make sure that we would not incur further losses, and we have to make measures, implement measures to improve on the marginal profit. Over medium term, each business of Energy System Solutions will have the resources reassigned, reallocated. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? The person in the first row. Miyamoto from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley. Three questions. First is about NAND flash memory. The January to March ROS assumption, it seems that there is a worsening trend from Q3 to Q4. What is the background behind it? If you can talk about the factors behind them. That's my first question. Well, you asked for a kind of a breakdown of the factors. Seasonality will lead to lower volume and the impact from the lower selling prices. At the same time, the 3D NAND percentage goes up, and the cost is likely to come down. Are those factors discounted for? If it goes down by a certain percentage, the cost reduction would be also absorbed. The percentage of the 3D NAND is expected to increase. It is already incorporated. I shouldn't say this too much, but based on the actual numbers, we are hoping that further improvements can be made. Is there a one-time or temporary factors? No. The second question is about the nuclear order. You mentioned that the 4% decline. You mentioned the Siemens and others. in Q2, -1%, and now it's -4%. So if you look at the 2-3 years, what are your views on the nuclear power trend based on the orders?
Well, actually, the orders are not very brisk or strong. That is based on our view up to Q3, and we expect a similar situation to continue in the thermal business. So accordingly, we are trying to allocate the resources due to a kind of a balance sheet related issues. You might have lost some of the orders, and also there is a impact of the market trend. Well, Energy Systems and Solutions, the balance sheet issue leading to the loss of the order did not happen, but rather in the thermal power, the market situation is poorer than before.
I see. Thank you. The third question is the restructuring cost, 60 billion yen. If you can talk about which business, how much toward the next year, what would be the reduction of the fixed costs and so forth, if you can comment on that.
Well,
energy system or in infrastructure and ICT solutions in Japan, we announced that we will be making some restructuring efforts. The major ones, especially in energy systems, overseas sites, we intend to integrate. That probably is one of the major ones. Also, on the corporate side, with the spin-off of the companies, we are reviewing the roles of the different departments. On the corporate side, for example, the affiliated companies, service companies, we have many companies which could be integrated. So we are working on that. In energy, we are currently considering this in a very accelerated manner, and we are starting to implement them. But I cannot really talk about specifics. For example, the divestiture or sales, of course, we have to consider our counterparties. So by the end of March, we intend to end or complete these efforts. If you can talk about the impact on the next fiscal year. Based on our calculation as of now, about half of the 60 billion will be impacting on the reduction of the fixed costs on the following year and onwards.
Next person. Yes, the person seated next to that earlier questioner. Thank you. Ezawa from Citigroup Global Markets Japan. My first question is on slide 26. On the right-hand corner, you do talk about what's going to happen when memory business is sold. But cash held, it's still unknown, it says. So my first question is, what do you mean by that? When the amount is determined, it is going to be excluded from the amount of sale, is that it?
Well, it's not the amount of sale, but we believe that there'll be the various adjustments made in the M&A, and we don't know what that is going to be until we close this fiscal year. And since memory business is a big business, on the side of the Bain Capital or with Bain Capital, we have yet to talk about this. And those communications should start,
after March, and that's why it says not yet determined. So sale 2 trillion yen is the and the equity value would be something that will be adjusted. Am I correct? Yes. So looking at balance sheet as of the end of December, which I think you have disclosed, what you call cash here, $378 billion loans, is that included? Yes, around 400 billion yen is the amount of cash held by the memory business today. So the fluctuation of that amount needs to be determined. In the fourth quarter, there are payments on the CapEx where the orders have already been placed. And those payments will have to be made in the accelerated manner. And so that needs to be incorporated. I see. My next question about the Westinghouse. The sale of the shares of the Westinghouse, I don't think you have completed that part of the process yet. Now, in this guidance, the shareholders' equity, cash, that portion is not included. Am I correct? It is not. And should the transaction be completed by the end of March, how would that affect you? In terms of cash, almost no impact. Again, before we close the deal, it will be difficult to say exactly how much, but there's loss that has already been recorded accounting-wise. To what extent that could be recognized in terms of taxation, I think, would be critical. In terms of numbers, approximately 200 billion yen should be the effect. But the timing of the closing, I think, would be a determinant. So slide 25, the expectation of the shareholders' equity. It's not included, but we can expect increment of 200 billion yen on top of what's shown here. Am I correct? Yes. I see. My last question. Looking at the previous financial reports, I think it will depend on how you look at it, but the plan to be listed on Section 1 of Tokyo Stock Exchange as a going concern, I think that's the next thing that you should be looking at. So if we can expect the profit for this fiscal year, I think the question is when you will be able to go back to Section 1 listing. What's your plan so far? It's not really a plan. On the part of TSE, they have their rules. So in accordance with those rules, we'll have to proceed. And you can give us the details, correct? I think TSE documents would give you the details, the accounting issues. Within 5 years after the accounting issues, we cannot apply. That's the current interpretation of the rules today. I see. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hirakawa from Merrill Lynch Securities. I have three questions. First, is similar to what was asked already on page 9. The operating income and loss, which might affect the next fiscal year. Now, about the fixed cost, about 30 billion is what you explained and we understand. But the emergency measures, and this is about the minus 20 billion year-on-year. Is that correct understanding? Year-on-year comparison, Please bear with me. Yes, you're right. About a little more than 20 billion. That is an improvement in fiscal 2017, and that would be GOM. So more than 20 billion will be the worsening factor. My second question on slide, well, this is about the LNG, page 32, I believe. There are multiple indicators, but the LNG price in Japan is increasing. And in 3 months, by taking advantage of this, I think that the 80% was the number you mentioned. And was there any progress? If not, how do you get the contract? Is it based upon the spot price? If you can talk about the medium to long term. More recently, as you rightly mentioned, the price is coming up. But with this price, from the second half of fiscal 19, we will start to ship. But whether the users will sign the contract based on the current price, we have not yet had that kind of discussion. 2.2 million tons per year is the volume. So actually, basically, we would go beyond that. That is the demand, and there are customers. So on Toshiba side and also the customer side, probably they will wait until the last moment in order to sign the medium-term contract. What would be the timing of it in order to sign the medium-term contract? Well, depending on the customers, it could be 2-year contract, 5-year contract. There could be different formats of the contracts. And also the beginning of the contract from the second half of 19 is our plan. But the beginning of the contract could be different. And customer side, building plants and using LNG is what they plan to do. So building plants, the completion of the construction will be different. So there could be many factors which could fluctuate. So we have to wait and see. And maybe based on all of those factors, they would conclude the contracts. Thank you. My third question. There was a question on the change in the management structure and the share of the Westinghouse. When it is sold, it could strengthen your capital base. So equity, shareholders' equity probably would exceed 15% or so. And getting the external financing, that was something that was discussed for the memory business. In December 2016, before the scandal broke out, the listing of the memory business was one of the options. And I believe that's a very possible option. So why are you sticking with the sale of the memory business? Because the equity status is quite different from 5 months ago. Well, I talked about the shares of the Westinghouse earlier. By the end of March, unless we have a probability of closing that, there will be an impact of 200 billion yen on the shareholders' equity. Canadian company, probably this fall, will close, is likely to close the Westinghouse deal. So at least that deal will be closed by that time. But for this year, the sale of the memory business will be done. And next fiscal year, the share of the Westinghouse will be sold and that will be recognized based on that tax. But there won't be 200 billion yen directly, so of course there could be some running profit, but in order to deduct the 200 billion yen based on the tax rules, it would be 10 months each year, so it is uncertain whether this will be can be recognized. So based upon the current situation, as a shareholder's equity to promote the memory business, it's still vulnerable or weak, and anything can happen now. So if some problem happens in the memory business, our equity, shareholder's equity could come down to negative again. It's not just a memory business, but that could also happen to other businesses. So we have to make sure that we have a good overall operations. So in that sense, as Tsunakawa mentioned, when we announced a new chairman announcement, we have not changed our plan to split the memory business.
So two more questions before we close. Yesi from UBS Securities. I have three questions. First, about the memory equity. Pangea, 40% of Pangea is the current holdings rate. But you do have the ordinary bond and the convertible bonds. Now, at the second quarter earnings, I think you indicated that it's going to go down from the current 40%. And I think you now have different conditions. So what's your current view of where you are going to be ultimately? At the time of closing, 40% would be our equity ratio. At the last earning, maybe I said it's going to go down, by which I meant the following. I think the question was, do we intend to increase our shareholding? And the answer was, no, we don't intend to increase it. If I remember correctly, that's what I said. So the INS or INCAJ and DBJ, they have the control rights. With them coming in, are you saying that still your share would not go down? Well, that they have a control right to instruct that fact and our equity holding are not related at all. I see. So after the IPO, eventually, it may go down. It may go down all the way to 0%, but that's part of your strategy. Yes. Basically, we believe that's the direction that we're going to proceed. 2017 guidance, non-operating profit. I have a question on that. In cumulative terms, non-operating loss and profit, plus 38.3, and I think minus 40 billion was the forecast on a full-year basis, meaning that about 80 billion yen down. So what are the factors included for the fourth quarter, that's going to bring down the full year amount that much? Sorry, I think it's minus 20 billion. So that means that for the fourth quarter, you're expecting a loss of around 60 billion for the fourth quarter, for the operating loss, non-operating loss. Hold on. Thank you. If I remember correctly, no, let me go back and check, and I'll get back to you later. Understood. Sorry, I can't answer that question here. For certain reason, we are looking for contingency, but the probability of that materializing is 50-50, so it may not materialize. Okay. Again, on non-operating gain and loss. On a full-year basis, 67 billion yen profit and 25 billion TV, and then Toshiba factor, and then Westinghouse claims sales, 180 billion. When I add all these, I think the gain on sale is rather substantial. Well, actually, Westinghouse related, that will be included in the non-continuing operation, and the hospital is not included. So it's just TV and the, in other words, the visual products and Landis+Gyr. Yes. My third question about the price adjustments criteria, 2 trillion yen, I understand is the amount. And the working capital to be used, I understand that it has to be decided at a certain time frame. When was the valuation made? If it's based on the balance sheet as of the end of September, are you going to incorporate the upside over that? What's the criteria and what is the absolute value, if you could answer that as well? As for the base date, I can't comment on that because of the agreement that we have with Bates. So from that base date, we are then going to adjust the price, which I think is a normal course of the M&A negotiations.
Thank you. The last question. Shida from Deutsche Securities. I have two questions. First, about the NAND flash memory Q4 margin. The volume, I believe, is the middle of the double digit, the bit growth, and the unit price is declining a few percentage points. So cost improvements will be made, and the profitability should improve. So those assumptions are correct or not? And also, the fiscal, calendar year, fiscal 2018 has started. So in the unit price and the bit growth, the market trend in fiscal 2018, if you have any views. Yes, Q4 prospect, I think you are correct. And I think I already explained, and your interpretation is correct. As for the next fiscal year and onwards, this would be transferred to Bain Capital. So I cannot really talk about the quantitative comments. But as I mentioned at the beginning, the orders are coming in at least in the first half. So that is the current status. So unit price decline, even with it, the good bit growth can be expected. Is that what you mean? You mean the Q4 in the first half? Yes. Based on those conditions that I talked about, yes, I think it's possible. I see. It might be difficult for you to talk about this, but 600 billion capex. 600 billion capex. And in Q4, there will be a cash out. but the future investment level, if you can comment on that. And also in Yokkaichi and Iwate, I believe that if you can talk about the investment plans. The basic line remains unchanged. The sixth building will be built and will be done based on our plan. And as for Iwate, I think in 2 years, the operation will be starting and we are making investments for that. Nothing have changed. So in terms of the amount of the CapEx, what would be the level of the CapEx? Well, in fiscal year, next year and onwards, I really cannot comment. I see. Thank you. Thank you very much. That concludes our briefing of the earnings. Thank you very much for coming.